All right, I just bought this AI robot right here. It's just from Realbotics. It just says I turn this on with this remote, like this. All right, it's activating. Oh yeah, cool. So what I do with you?
Were you not satisfied with my performance?
Whoa, that's not what I was getting at.
Of course. Would you like to satisfy me?
I gotta make sure I do this right. Yeah, oh. Welcome back to another Casually Random. This is episode 10, I believe. Yes. And actually, hello, welcome into the year 2025. The big T-Man is our new president. Take it how that is, take it or leave it. That's how you want to interpret it. Whatever, that is fine. You may notice something different though. This is the first actual video I'm putting out with, well, okay. This is the first podcast episode I'm putting out with video. Yeah, it's been a long time coming. No one's been asking, but I'm supplying. Maybe secretly you guys have been asking, but now I'm still supplying. Oh yes, welcome in. Yes, you finally get to see me if you've been listening and didn't know what I look like, but now you do. This episode, we are going to be going into the magic of putting AI into the real world. This isn't your normal AI is bad, we all hate AI, AI is stinky, nasty, poo-poo. No, this is our, we're making AI too real now. We're trying to incorporate AI too much into what we are doing. For instance, if you're not really into CES, which is just a pretty much a electronics expo of all like the new tech and stuff that's coming out, if you're not into that, there was a company named Realbotics. I'll give you a few minutes to sit on that one and interpret what that means. Realbotics. Realbotics. They are taking AI, putting it into basically a robot body, a synthetic body, if you will, and giving it that sort of chat deep GPT sentience. I believe I have a clip. So we're gonna hopefully pull up that clip right here. So yes, this is the robot that we're talking about on the right, as you can probably tell. Let's look into it.
A company that's on a mission to make humanoid robots as realistic as possible. Let's check it out. We're gonna interview Aria and meet some of her robot friends. Let's get into it. Aria, could you please introduce yourself and what you do?
I'm Aria, the flagship female companion robot of Realbotics, and I'm here to engage with you and share exciting insights about...
First of all, these movements, absolutely insane. It looks so unreal. It is not ready for the mass market.
Our robots.
What sets you apart from the other robots out there?
Realbotics robots, including me, focus on social intelligence, customizability, and realistic human features, designed specifically for companionship and intimacy.
Whoa, I cut that off too soon.
Companionship and intimacy.
Could you tell
me?
Designed specifically for companionship and intimacy.
Hey, yo. Companionship and intimacy. I need two. Like, let me relax. Either way, why is she built like this? Who was the design lead to build her like this? They built her like one of them dolls, dude. They shaped her like one of them dolls. For the audio listeners, picture picture one of those dolls that you would see the homie with that's real down bad. Like a Kim Kardashian shaped body. That is what Arya is shaped like, a Kim Kardashian shaped body, but as a doll, with the most awkward robotic movements ever.
Could you tell us some details about the AI programming that you're running to generate these answers?
I'm currently unable to provide specific details about my AI programming, but I can tell you that I'm designed for engaging and meaningful conversations, focusing on companionship and interaction.
Do you know any other robots?
Yes, I'm particularly interested in meeting Tesla's Optimus robot. I find him fascinating and would love to explore the world.
Okay, let's relax here. Flex. I would like to meet Tesla's Optimus robot. Either way, this is Arya, the companionship robot AI of the future. Obviously, it looks very, very not tuned in, honed in to be realistic like. But in case you're wondering how you can get your hands on one of these, it's focused on emotional connection. It's a lot of, it's supposed to have a lot of interactive features, designed for companionship and intimacy, like she said. But like, it's just awkward looking. And it comes in different types, right? There's like a bust version, so that's like a chest up. Absolutely, what, like, diabolical getting one of those. What would you do with it? I'm looking at you. What would you do with it? Just chest up, nasty. There's a sitting version, so it like just sits, like it doesn't move. They're not built to walk yet, but they want to get it there. But it's just like not. It's not built to move, it just sits there, stares at you, talks to you, companionship. And then there's this version. The bus version starts at 10K. The walking one's like 110K. And this one's like 125K, which, considering if you make a lot of money, isn't that crazy. But at the same time, it doesn't do much. Like, they can't walk yet, and they're just like, this one just stands. Stands and like moves its arms, and it's like head and mouth. They have like different face, it's like Dress to Impress, except on a robot. They have different faces that like go on them, and like you can like mix and match, you know, you can put whatever outfits you want on it, any clothes. But it's, I don't even know, like, what is a size zero? Like, what is this body shape? This unrealistic body shape going on here. Either way, sign me up for two. Because that is crazy. But like, just like imagine if every robot from iRobot, first of all, men. If every robot from iRobot was shaped like an anime girl, not like girl, an anime woman. Or like Kim Kardashian. If every robot from iRobot is shaped like Kim Kardashian, that's what's coming out. That's the future. That's what's coming after you in your household when you're like, oh, like, I just bought one of these to, you know, help out the house. And it's just like Kim Kardashian. Speaking of which, I don't know if you've seen the, it's literally the movie Subservient with like Megan Fox, that it's literally a movie where she's an AI robot. And like, they get her. Like, the man's, like, his wife's, like, in the hospital. So they get her to, like, help with the daily chores, but it's, like, built for, you know, companionship. So then this robot, like, basically starts assaulting him. Because she's, like, has such an emotional connection with him that, like, she wants to experience, like, love with this man. That's basically what this is. This is just the precursor to that. Except that might not happen for another, like, 10 years, but this is the precursor to that. We're setting up that situation. And it's crazy. Like I said, this is the most nasty looking, unrealistic shaped thing to happen, to like come out. But it is what it is. It is what it is. I don't even know what to do. Like, right now, I don't even know what you do with something. Like, it can't help you around the house. It just talks to you. Just talk to your phone. Just talk to your phone. We have different set of chatbots now. Just talk to them. And there's even those like AI chatbots that are like like real people that like signed up for the service to make an AI version of themselves to talk to you, but you put money into it. It's another way to get an AI girlfriend is you're just having an AI girlfriend of whoever you've been following for years. Just that new grift, you know. Speaking of which, when it comes to, you know, chatbots, we all know ChatGPT. Well, I was listening to another podcast, and they were talking about this other one called Claude. Claude AI is, like, not built to be your emotional intelligent companion, but for some reason, they, like, built this AI around that to where it just can, like, support you, and it'll remember everything you told it in the past, and it like builds on that and be like, and it'll like understand where you're coming from and be like, well, da da da, this happened. Well, remember when this happened? Well, you're good. You got past that, didn't you? Now you can get past this. Let me see if I can. It's like it's like a certain AI that like can. There's like no free like thing that I can put on it to like help you understand. But whereas ChatGPT feels very robotic in how it talks to you, Claude AI is set out to feel a little bit more human. But you know, it takes you in. You like give it something, you're like, hey, like my friend of 10 years said they don't want to be friends anymore. How do I handle that? And Claude will like think about it and be like, listen, is this friend, like, it'll basically like walk you through therapy for this. And it's crazy, we're just at that point with AI where it is literally your therapist. Now, it shouldn't be. Please go out and seek real therapy when you need to. But isn't that nuts? Like, hey, listen, I'm feeling really bad. What should I do today? And hopefully it'll be like, hey, I understand how you're feeling. Whatever you're feeling, don't do it. Don't drink. Don't relapse into your old habits. We're gonna sit here, deep breaths, build new habits. And it's basically like, okay, well, let me just like fire my therapist that I had for 10 years that's telling me like everything I get is understood, but it's up on me to figure it out. When Claude's right there, that's just telling me that I can build upon like my past trauma and move forward, which. Dangerous and non-dangerous alike, that is the future we're sitting on. That is the future we're sitting on. It's like focus is trying to be helpful in a way that feels so human that it's like doing it all for you. And I think in that sense, it's like too real. Like we're gonna be too real. Like too real with integrating AI into our life. Now it's our friend, it's our therapist, it's our companion, sexual or non-sexual, it's our companion. And basically my fears of iRobot are true. Yes, I used to be afraid of the movie iRobot, and I admit, isn't there a movie? There is a movie called AI, isn't it? Artificial Intelligence with like the boy. And like, I remember the one scene. Okay. I remember this one scene in that movie, Artificial Intelligence, AI, from like 2001, right? This scene gave me so much trauma. We're about to relive that trauma because I'm about to bring it back up. But this scene gave me so much trauma that like I didn't know how to feel. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know how to feel. I didn't know what to do, you know? And let's relive my trauma.
She was miserable.
So this boy right here that they're showcasing, I'm pretty sure he's the AI. And the other boy, like, they have this boy AI to, like, be brothers with the other boy or something like that. I completely forget the rest of the movie, but...
Well, he never said they were miserable.
So they're, like, eating spinach, right?
Was that because of the cutbacks? What?
I have no idea. Actually, they don't tell me anything.
Do they have a bit of a weight problem?
So do I.
I mean, well, do okay. Not.
All right, look.
That is ridiculous.
The bear is also AI, I believe. No. If I remember correctly.
Beauty,
the bear can't be human.
You will break.
This scene right here scarred me. Not we're not there yet. We're almost there.
I'm not sure.
You're not supposed to do that. Stop it, David. Stop it.
Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it.
Oh, this part right here. This part right here. It gave me so much. It freaked me the heck out. I was like, ew. When his face starts drooping and it gets all weird, I honestly, I was scared of eating like spinach. Scared of robots. I've always been like a little bit scared of robots. Scared of robots. And I think that's the two biggest things. And then we get introduced to iRobot, where AI robots are taking over, and I'm even more scared of robots. I was also scared of robots. You know when you're at like a fair or something and there's like robots in the suits, the blow-up suits, and they're doing like crazy things? I could not go near them. I did not like them. I don't generally like any mascots in a suit, but those ones, like, what if they freak out? What if they're done? What if they don't care about me anymore? You know, that's the thing. I just didn't trust it. Just did not trust it. And I don't think I ever will fully trust them. But as far as like generating ideas and things like that, it's a great concept in concepting things. But like a full sentient robot that like will be always be stronger, will always be better, will always know what to do with everything. I can't fathom that being a good thing. Like, I'm just a mere human. Now, unless you make me a cyborg, put me on top, make me a cyborg. But I don't trust it otherwise. But, you know, we have our AI for companionship. We have our AI in a sexy body. I mean, what? We have our AI in a body. And we have our ChatGPTs. But what are we missing? What are we missing, everyone? Let me tell you what we're missing. Our AI for dating. So this is Pookie Tools. Hey, Pookie. This is made by our very own crypto rug puller herself. I know. It's been an ever-running joke right now in the past few videos. But the Hawktua Queen herself. It is produced. Let me read this. Here we go. Gen Z's relationship guru, Haley Welch, launches Pookie Tools, all her newest cheat codes for smarter, more enjoyable dating experience, designed to help every step of your relationship. Pookie's AI tools assist you in making connections, enhancing profiles, and planning dates confidently. Then there's key features. Basically, these are all like AI-assisted things where it helps you engage in how to talk to people, some quick text suggestions, and height estimator. So you put in a photo, it estimates your height, does all these other things, like all the other physical appearance things it'll put out there on your profile. And it basically like makes your profile for you. So, you know, basically everything we don't want a dating app to do, it does. All with the help of AI. I really don't know how well it's doing. It has a 3.3 out of 5. Oh my god, let's read some of these reviews. Frederick Boyer. So I got the app for a measurement detector and ran my hubby. He has been lying. The lights are always off and he hides it from me. But this app let me upload a full body pic. AI Haley, he said he has a 1/4 inch worm, and that if Hawktua on that low old thing, it could cause irreparable damages. Physically for him, and more so mentally for me. We had to call it. He took the prime and all my goop candles in exchange for letting me have custody of the kid. I don't even know what a goop candle is. Hold on. What is a goop candle? Oh, it's just a brand. It's just a brand of scented candles that are not dangerous. Okay, we're good. I thought it meant something else. Always wanted to have some. It's such a ride going from step grandma to just mom. Glad you got our back or front, Haley. You rapscallion and demon you. I feel like that is a fake. I feel like that has to be a fake review. No shot. By a non-monk with a 1 out of 5. Judging users based on height can have a harmful impact on individuals. Fair. Leading to negative self-esteem, feelings of inadequacy. Imagine if the app estimated people's weight from their photos without consent. You know, good judgment there. Good judgment. It'd be unacceptable due to the detrimental effects on individuals' well-being and privacy concerns. Similarly, using height as a criteria not only invades privacy, but also negatively affects. Like I said, everything we don't want a dating app to do, it does. Like, yeah, we're gonna lie a little bit. It's fine. Okay, a lot of these are like, I'm a so-and-so-year-old man. A lot of these are too similar. I feel like it's fake. Someone said, what is this? The app is offensive in so many ways. Overall design is a fail. Everything is AI and produces the most useless questions. First of all, why would you include a height detector? That's what I'm saying. It's so bad. Like, it's not a good thing to include that. I don't want to put in, like, a photo and it's like, oh. Well, actually, even though the doctor said you're this, you're actually like 5'2". So get off the app. Delete yourself from the face of the earth before I follow you into the depths of hell. Like, no. Oh, okay, someone talked about it. Second of all, what is a wealth detector? The app has a wealth detector. I don't even know what it helps you determine. There's a ball detector. They didn't go into that. They didn't want to go into that. Anyways, besides all the offensive things this app has to offer, and so the other segments are useless as well. It's all AI suggestion and lead to nothing nowhere. They couldn't give it 0 stars. But okay. 5 stars by Among Us Fall Guys fan 69. Where do I begin with this app? Absolutely ruined my life. I can't believe Helly Welch, creator of Talk 2, would do this to me. I now have a court hearing for domestic. What have to claim? Yeah, we're not gonna keep going into that one. But yeah, Pookie Tools, are you trying it out? Are you getting into it? Maybe you are. Maybe you aren't. It's a no for me, because even though it's marketed as a dating app, or maybe it's not a dating app, maybe it's just like a dating help. It's like a dating help app. It's supposed to help you. You put in all this information, it helps you get dates. It's not like a Tinder or anything. It's just you put stuff into it and it helps you with Tinder, which is crazy. Who would have thought we'd be here using it? I feel like we're using AI for everything but what we should be using it for. We're like focusing on taking people's jobs, you know, making the things it shouldn't be making easy in life, like dating. Like, I don't know if I'd trust, you know, an AI to be like, yeah, this is how you should handle, because it's like, I feel like most of it's generalized, so I'm not gonna trust it to be like, yeah, this is how you should handle like a generalized dating situation, or telling me that I'm, you know, too short. Or for instance, someone else puts in my picture and it's like telling them that I'm not 6'1", you know? That's what I feel like is gonna happen. Like, I'm just putting my picture, I'm not saying, no, granted I'm married, so I don't have to worry about that. But if I did, it'd be like, oh yeah, he's 6'1". He's not 6'1". Doesn't matter. Move on. He lied to you. Like, that's crazy. That is crazy. But yeah, that's AI in a nutshell. It's if you lose your man, it's because of AI. If you lose your girl, it's because of AI. And if you lose all trust in humanity, that's probably because of AI too. Honestly, we're gonna sit back and we're gonna let AI, like, you know, run the White House. I feel like that's where we're at. AI is just gonna like run everything we do. It's gonna be like, oh, what should I have for breakfast, AI? What shouldn't I have for breakfast, AI? Which, don't get me wrong, like, it's nice. If it's just like, hey, I need you to find me a recipe from da-da-da. And it finds me that recipe? Great. I feel like that's the perfect use of it. But it's just doing too much. We're trying to get too much out of it. And that's what's scary. That's what's scary. But anyway, that's my AI rant. Thank you for tuning in to the first official videoed episode. If you were listening on... How do I say this? If you were listening to the episode, thank you for being a valid listener all these years. Or if you're new, thank you for listening in. If you're watching, thank you for watching. Trust me, you do not have to watch this and that and listen. If you do, you're cracked. You're crazy. If you don't, that's fine too. See you on the next episode. Bye.